This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Breaking news, somebody got a hold of the speech that Joe Biden is going to give in Wilmington, Delaware tonight for the Democratic Convention.
Yeah.
It's reportedly more somber than jubilant. So
shocking.
Joe Biden's somber is going to be like, we're going to have to lean in. Was he going to whisper? You know the thing. Yeah, you got the thing going. Anyway, yeah, I just saw that. Couldn't resist. Very interesting. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I'd love for you to buy one of those mattress toppers before this deal goes away. 30% off the mattress topper right now, and they throw in two standard MyPillows. I'm not kidding you. How's that for a deal? 10-year warranty, so what do you got to lose? You wash and dry the cover. It's made in the USA. Back with Mike's 60-day money-back guarantee, meaning sleep on it for 59 nights and think, I don't know. I'm going to send it back. Boom. Money back. And you get two MyPillows plus 30% off on the deal. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up. Senator John Hoeven coming up. We're going to talk with Dr. Todd Schaefer from Sanford Health about back to school preparation, what moms and dads should be worrying about. We're going to talk a little bit about Big Iron. We're counting down to Big Iron, too, so we got a lot going on today. In this final hour of What's on Your Mind. We continued our conversation with Governor Burgum related first to the questions of the trial, I guess is the word I'm going to use, of the vaccine. And what the governor was trying to point out is we're not like, okay, a trial doesn't mean, in this case, I'm going to try the vaccine on you, Kevin. What the CDC has done for the state is say, hey, you guys have been good at doing a lot of these things, so we'd like to practice the distribution. So he's explaining the difference for us here to continue this conversation.
Well, we're very pleased that North Dakota Department of Health was selected by the CDC as just states in the nation to be part of a pilot project to plan for the distribution of a COVID-19 vaccine. So when the vaccine comes out, then how do you manufacture hundreds of millions or billions of doses? And then when you have those, how do you distribute them to people? And so exciting that North Dakota was selected. This is not a vaccine trial. It's not testing the vaccine. It's a planning, a logistics planning process, a supply chain planning process, which is, you know, how do we be distributed? And we were, of course, excited to be pleased because at a time when you've got a vaccine that works, you might think that North Dakota might be the last to receive it. But because of the respect that the CDC has for North Dakota Department of Health and the strength of our immunization program, that's why we were selected. So that planning has started. The CDC has been conducting meetings here with public health, local public health, our five tribal nations, and with everybody involved in health in North Dakota to say, if we have a vaccine that works, how do we get it distributed in a way that's fair and effective and efficient to the people in North Dakota? So being part of that logistics supply chain planning process, it's complex. Vaccines have to be maintained at a certain temperature. So in the medical world, they call that the cold chain. I mean, how do you maintain the vaccine temperature at the right temperature throughout its distribution all the way to delivery? So there's some sophisticated planning going on. But again, way better for North Dakota to be at the table and part of this and getting it figured out and helping. And, of course, the plans that are developed here will help other rural states in the nation figure out how to do their planning when we've got a vaccine. And again, this is a huge priority, the Trump administration, and getting a vaccine that works in the lab is one thing, but getting a vaccine where you can produce hundreds of millions of doses and distribute them is what really is going to take for our nation to help get back on its feet again. And so we're happy to support the Trump administration, the CDC, and we're honored to be selected.
All right, we have some other questions for the governor coming up here in a little bit. related to value-added agriculture and advice for business as well. But we're going to hold those for just a little bit. We continue our conversation and then let the governor go after the last break. But hearing what he has described on the vaccine, first of all, I feel like I'm hearing that for the first time. And I guess that's probably my bad. I didn't necessarily dig into the details of that. But I'm that doesn't worry me that North Dakota is part of an exercise to show how to get to its citizens the vaccine as effortlessly as possible, most efficient way. It's not actually poking my arm saying, hey, test that vaccine, test this one, test this one. It's just logistics. It's just how would you do that? So correct me if I'm wrong. There's nothing to worry about there. I'd ask you to agree or disagree on the program. 800-228-0550. This is What's on Your Mind. Jim the Flagpole Guy is my first caller of this segment to check in on his awesome efforts in spreading patriotism to every corner of the globe. I talked to a farmer friend of mine up near Arthur, North Dakota. I won't share his political beliefs by name because, you know, he can do that on his own. But I think he told me he ordered like 6 of the Farmer Tatch mini flagpoles for the equipment to get the American flag going and maybe a Trump flag or two. So the flag Farmer Tatch product is launching in a nice fashion, I understand, Jim. Is that right?
They're getting really good reviews, Scott. Just beautiful. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. What a great day. And those Farm Attached flagpoles, you know, I've been getting a lot of requests for them since I started this. You know, guys, they want them out on their equipment. It wasn't until this year that I was able to put together a good product I think people will really like. And we're just getting them sent out, and the boys are kind of going like hotcakes. So if you want one, best thing to do is email jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. Send your address. And we'll go ahead and just send them out to you. When you get them, just send us a check. Anybody that purchases a flagpole, a farm-attached flagpole from me, and any flagpole, I really don't worry about not getting paid. I just soon send them out, get them in their hands, and get them out on those combines right now. Yeah.
Get them out on those combines. We could be per capita number one in flags, ladies and gentlemen. And that would get us across the finish line. It's the flag attached flagpole. You got to see it to believe it. But basically, it's got a flag with like a little, can you describe it? Like a little spring on it. I mean, it's a mini flagpole, and you're putting what size flag up on the farm equipment?
It's a 4-foot staff with a 2x3 flag. And what happens is there is a little spring on there, and it just helps absorb some of the shock from the wind. You know, if it were to be, you know, rigid. Then all of the force from the wind would just land on the flag, and this way it has a little bit of movement, and it saves your flag. And then although it doesn't totally bend over on that spring, but it gives you a little bit of room in case you hit something. You know, it might bend down and not break. So
this might be right up there with the wheel as an invention. I'm thinking this is
there you go.
This thing is pretty dang cool. You know. And why wouldn't you? Why would you have, in the greatest country on the face of the earth, out in the field, a big piece of machinery that your sweat and blood and everything else is in it, a lot of money, why not have a recognition of why you're able to do what you're able to do right here? So I think it's pretty cool.
Well, we live in the greatest country on earth, and we have the most opportunity. And as an individual, we still have that Bill of Rights. We still have that Constitution. And everybody that appreciates that really should stand up and explain to others that we do have that, and we have a pursuit of happiness. Now, one party is trying to say our pursuit of happiness isn't right for whatever reason. We still have that pursuit of happiness as long as we're not harming others and we're within the constraints of the law. I say that we stand up and be proud that we have that, and let's not lose it. Let's teach our children. And my passion is for teaching these children again what our Constitution has given us, and maybe send them some pictures of third world countries and the fact that they don't have that ability to own personal property and mineral rights. And it's just a great great country to live in, and it's a great story to tell our children. And that they grow up and they get to experience their dreams. I'm living mine. I'm trying to do it the best I can, and we're getting better all the time. And I'm just thankful for everything good, and I'm thankful for everything bad. It made me the man I am today, and I am working diligently to help everybody I can, and I just love the opportunity and so gracious for it.
What I say is, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So, but whatever it is, good, bad, indifferent, just, you know, just, it's just life. It's all part of character building. Jim, you're the best. We appreciate you. ndflagpoleguy.com, and his email is jim@ndflagpoleguy.com. If you want some of those farm-attached flagpoles and flags, I'd send him an email today before they're gone. These are they're going like hotcakes. Do you have Trump flags that are 2x3?
You know, I don't have any in stock right now, but I'm sure trying to get some. You know, they're quite popular right now.
I wonder why. Yeah, people are voting with their flags. I love that. Look at the boat parades. It's phenomenal, those flags out there. 701-571-FLAG or ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks, Jim. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Your text
moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull is 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Legs, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Attention, but yeah, that's all that she's getting. Her song is on and she's spinning around. Yeah, she got me drunk like Corona, heart racing like a Daytona. Ooh, I'm in heaven, I swear.
You know, there's just never enough time when we have guests on to get everything in, and we've got a lot of great texts here, and I'm going to get some of your text comments. I would welcome, by the way, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for you to call the Oasis Petroleum hotline. It's the Be the Buffalo hotline because Oasis Petroleum is a company doing business in North Dakota, drilling for oil here in North Dakota, that has that Be the Buffalo spirit. Boy, they live storms in the oil and gas industry. Prices go up, they go down. It's just a product of the business. Boom, bust, everything else. And so you really got to steel yourself, and they do at Oasis Petroleum. So they have the Be the Buffalo spirit. They see it in North Dakotans, and they love it. And we have the Be the Buffalo hotline at 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Okay? All right, so a couple of your texts. Once again, Republicans do something stupid. Money laundering and wire fraud charges against people with ties to Trump. I know you said to be a little leery about these charges and where they came from, but just the fact that they are being charged puts a bad light on the president. Why, oh why, can't these people just make sure everything is above board and there's no chance of being called out for questionable practices? If there's anything they did that could be perceived as fishy, you know the media is going to tear them apart for it. They won't be given a pass like Democrats would get. I'm sick of the Republicans making me defend their actions. Talking, obviously, of the situation with Steve Bannon, Brian Kolfage, and two others, related to the We the Wall deal. Charges did come today from the Southern District of New York. This is one of the more partisan apparatuses. They're very much Trump haters there. So I'm going to say, of course it's political. Of course the timing is political. As to the actual charges, I'm reserving judgment. I need to know more, right? Because CNN, you know what they got right now? Trump associates charged or convicted since 2017. This is a perfect forum. They can talk about Paul Manafort. They can talk about Roger Stone. Talk about all these people. This is their narrative. So this, ladies and gentlemen, is the election in play. That's what it is. Just remember that. Okay? Texter sent us a photo of Jim's work. Jim the flagpole guy. That is, before the break, we talked with our friend Jim the flagpole guy. He said, Jim put this up. I was enjoying looking at it as he was talking on the radio just now. Oh, my gosh. You can't believe this. Beautiful flag, blue sky. Few puffy clouds, farm field behind. Love it, love it, love it. Fantastic. Thank you for flying that flag and doing what you do. Hey, we're really looking forward to Big Iron. And today I can say officially that we are now down to 26 days? Yeah, 26 days. I was going to say Election Day, but it's Big Iron Day. And Tyler's here from High Plains Apache. We lost Tyler. Okay, all right, we're going to get Tyler back. What else did I promise? Oh, Governor Burgum on value-added egg. Listen to this about the future of value-added egg. I spent a lot of time with the governor today on after COVID. What should we work on now? What should we be thinking about now? How do we grow the pie in North Dakota? And ask them specifically about value-added egg.
Well, I think there's some big things that we've talked about before, which is, again, when we're shipping, corn and soybeans as just commodities out of our state, we're always going to be, and doing it by the unit train loading, shipping soybeans to the Pacific Northwest and those going in a container to China. I mean, we're always going to be at the whims of global markets and global competition. If we can add more value here through additional processing, like with soy crush plants, that's the key. And so we continue to work hard. As I said, Brent and I, our goal all along was more value-added ag, more value-added energy. And throughout COVID, Brent has been extremely and deeply focused on value-added energy and ag. And I think coming out the back end, there are going to be a number of exciting announcements that we're going to make here. And we just got done talking about, biotech. Again, there's opportunities in North Dakota for some very large investments that could be coming in terms of biotech in North Dakota. And again, I think there's going to be some exciting announcements in the near future here in terms of what could be great for the North Dakota economy.
And then that's fantastic. One more question for him before we're done today related to just advice overall for business of any size. Popcorn stand on up to, major manufacturing facilities. On what advice he'd have for you going forward. We'll talk about that coming up on What's On Your Mind. Right now, I want to tell you that, again, 26 days until Big Iron. Oh, I'm going to love Big Iron. I am, just because it's happening. It's not one of those things that got canceled. And it's so important to agriculture. We're going to chat with Tyler Westlake here with High Plains Apache. They'll be displaying their sprayers there. And not just any sprayer. We're talking about an Apache sprayer. Tyler, how you doing?
I'm good. How's everybody else this morning?
Doing great. Why do they call the Apache sprayer the businessman sprayer?
Well, it's the value you get for the dollar you spend. Every businessman out there is looking for the most bang for his buck, so to speak, and we're the ones that have got it. Lower cost with just as good or better quality than the rest of the competition out there.
I also hear you got a great crop coming, no pun intended, for 2021 in sprayers. What are you most excited about?
The technology piece is probably the best part. I mean, the more electronics you can put on, they might sometimes give us heartburn, but they save you money in the end, and there's just lots of different precision options and things out there that are available to save a guy money in the end.
Yeah, the boom size is up to 132 feet. Tank sizes at 1,200 gallons, pretty incredible. Do you have if you had to, I know this is like picking your favorite son or daughter, but if a most popular sprayer, what would that be?
Right now, probably the new 1250 XP, which is our 1,200 gallon, 300 horsepower unit. Most of the time, they're going with 120 foot boom and loading it up with all the precision they can get. And that's probably my favorite.
The other thing I've heard from growers over the years is, obviously breakdowns are not pretty. That's money cost, and you guys do an incredible job of having a ton of application parts and the ability, if you don't have it, to get it really quick right to the doorstep. And that's just a part or two, right? I mean, you encourage people to come in whatever they're looking for, the smallest to the biggest.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got parts for every different color out there, and most of that stuff is actually kind of generic, but we stock parts for all brands as long as it's not, machine specific. Our parts fill rate is great. It's like 96 out of 100. We've got parts on the shelf in both locations.
26 days, they'll be at Big Iron, folks. So come on out and see Tyler and the crew from High Plains Apache at Big Iron. Looking forward to seeing you there, Tyler. Take care.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
And you can also, of course, find them online at highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com, or call them Fargo, 297-6464, Mandan, 663-2375. Boy, the texts are rolling in today. What did you think of the Moorhead police video of the Black Lives Matter lady? Somebody asks.
Drama.
Everything's a performance.
That was drama. Trying to stir it up.
A performance. Again, they've got a playbook. They've got a playbook, and you've got to know that's what's going on. And so many business, political, community leaders, they get sucked into it. They want to think, we got to be, Look, to me, it's racist to treat somebody from Black Lives Matter differently than you would somebody from the Sons of Norway. We're all human beings here, and everybody ought to be treated like, when you're being a drama queen for, a stop with law enforcement, then you ought to be treated accordingly. So I hope that answers your question. Somebody wants to know if we're going to cover the mega boat parade this weekend. I want to go. You get
it. It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. Basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them... No, it's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night 3 of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Get ready now. Get ready to be hungry. I want you to, you know, think a little long and hard about this. Beef stroganoff today being served. That's the lunch special, PetroServe USA. Grab and go, home cooking. You don't get that very often. Usually it's home cooking. Mom says, sit down and eat, right? Sit down right there at the table and eat. This is the home cooking, and you can take it to go and bring it along and back to the job site or whatever. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, beef stroganoff today. If you're traveling I-94, pulled pork and French dip sandwiches today. Pulled pork and French dip sandwich. Either one, your choice. Exit 292 off I-94. Meatloaf dinner in Harwood today. Or the beef tips at the 12th Avenue Fargo location in I-29. There you go. And it's Thursday, so you buy any size fountain pop, you get it for 79 cents. That's right. Get those bandanas for $2.99, too. They have some bison ones. Looking pretty sharp. Get them all they last. All the PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. The last question we had with Governor Burgum related to, if you're in business, everything from a popcorn stand on up to a major manufacturer, so whatever it is, what advice he would have as a successful business person, now our governor, for businesses on the opportunities going forward. How do you build back from COVID?
Sorry, I wasn't sure if you were going there.
No, I was about to tell you that we'll have that up on our What's on Your Mind Twitter feed coming up in just a little bit. We're waiting for Senator Hogan here, so we're being nimble. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is hanging on a red carpet car wash today. He told me that if somebody donates $10,000 to the effort to make sure kids have backpacks, they fill the bus, that he actually will go through the car wash himself, not in the vehicle, just himself. So that's a high bar till 6 today. How's the bus looking? Is it half full, quarter full? What are we doing, Todd?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that $10,000 thing because I literally just 1 minute ago was handed two checks, one for $2,400, one for $2,000. So I'm a quarter of the way there.
There you are. And Todd will actually go in the car wash.
I'm walking through that car wash.
Yeah.
And, you know, they hand dry you. I don't know how that works for a human.
So till 6 today you're doing this, right?
Red carpet, yeah, still 6 tonight, red carpet car wash. I'm up on Century North Bismarck. We've got Jesse Rosman and some of the other K-Fire crew down south on Expressway in Washington. It's all going to the kids. Shiloh's heading back today. Mandan's heading back today. Some others are heading back real soon. Not everybody's going to have the supplies they need. And let's face it, no kid's going to sign over him going, oh, I didn't get the supplies I need. Or I got to. You might be helping some kids you don't even realize you're helping. If you're too far away to get to Bismarck, you know what? If you go to bpsfoundation.com, you can donate right online, right there. Otherwise, checks or cash get turned into the supplies. supplies were run short of. Or if you got some school supplies, you've already done the shopping, fantastic. Bring it by one of the buses between now and 6 o'clock tonight at Red Carpet Car Wash.
Fill that bus, folks, and bring a $10,000 check, and Todd will be in the car wash. We will Facebook Live it. So
I'm 7,600 down on it, and, yeah, if we get 7,600 in cash or checks between now and 6 tonight, I'm walking right through it.
All right. It's going to be beautiful. Looking forward to it. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, on location today. Senator John Hovind joins us next up on What's on Your Mind. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Morning, Scott. How are you? Greetings to you and your listeners.
Yeah, good to see you yesterday in Devil's Lake. I want to start there and talk a little bit about the visit of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director. Director Smithwick was there, which, between Director Smithwick and also the Interior Secretary, North Dakota landowners have had pretty good access to getting some fixes. What was your main takeaway from yesterday?
Well, first, Scott, I got to say, you're a hardworking guy. I mean, you toughed out the whole morning. Good for you. And then, to go to the ceremony in the afternoon, and, we were in the shade. You were out in that hot sun, and it was about 96 degrees, and you were out there for multiple hours. So I just got to say, good for you. And then, you end up packing up late in the day and driving back and doing your show again in the morning. Listeners don't always realize the kind of days you put in, but it was a good day. First we had the director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and her name's Aurelia Skipwith. And, it's really important that we got her out here because we're trying to help our farmers out there that are really facing challenges with these perpetual easements. And so, they've got farmland out there. They're trying to farm. And they have, these small, potholes and even less than potholes, just spots with water. And they're having a real hard time with U.S. Fish and Wildlife in terms of determining, what's covered by easement and what's not so that they can farm. And, Scott, I hunt and fish, but at the end of the day, these programs have to be farmer friendly because every hunter out there, has to get permission to hunt from the farmer. And so, we've got to make sure these programs work for our great farmers and ranchers and that they're farmer friendly. And that's what yesterday was all about. And kudos to Senator Kramer for putting it together and really working hard on the issue.
It was hard not to feel just awful hearing some of the stories about the frustration, sometimes going back to the 70s, the appeal process broken, the idea of this arbitrary drawing of the map and no common sense, right? I mean, in saying, hey, what was this originally intended for and what are we trying to do here? Just absolutely impossible. A lot of frustration there, and that's not new. But I think what is new is the director of the Fish and Wildlife Services out here and the Secretary of Interior before dealing with the appeals issue. Is this an example of what you found different about this administration than any other? Because these problems aren't new, but the Trump administration seems to be doing more than anybody on it.
Yes, Scott. And you were out with us a year ago when we had Secretary David Bernhardt out. I really think, and he's a Trump. A lawyer and trained as a lawyer, and so is Aurelia Skipwith, although she's also comes out of a farm background and she's got a degree in molecular genetics. Point being this, we can't just get into the legal stuff and have these legal battles. We actually have to, the federal government has to actually treat these farmers fairly. They've been on the land for generations. It's not just the farmers on the land. No, they've been on there for generations, goes back to their parents, their grandparents, they live out there. They're out there every day taking care of the land. And the federal government's got to interact with them on a human level, understand what's going on, and then, start providing fairness. And so that was the big push. And something that I really tried to push is, look, our farmers are frustrated that they're trying to deal with the local manager or the regional director, and they feel like they're, they're just kind of going through the process and getting turned down. And so, we asked the director, look, if our farmers don't get resolution, can they ultimately come to you? And will you, basically sit down with them and, at a human level, talk to them about coming up with something that can work? She, to her credit, she agreed to do that. I hope that's going to help us with this process.
Tom, Grand Forks, question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead, Tom.
Good morning, Senator. How are you doing?
Good morning, Tom.
I got a question for you. Is anybody at the Small Business Administration at their desk? I've called just about every number listed on the internet to get an answer that I need, and nobody seems to be answering. I call the main line. I get put on hold for 45 minutes and put into a queue, and I get disconnected.
Okay, let's do two things. One, I'm going to have somebody on my staff check into that right now, because if you're having that trouble, other people are too, and so we need to get with SBA and have them fix it. And then also get your name and, or I mean your contact information to Scott, and then we'll reach out to Scott and get it from you, and I'll have somebody call you this morning or today anyway, and hopefully I'll have somebody call you this morning and then see if we can't connect you with SBA. How's that?
Hang on, Tom. We will get your information, and I'm glad you raised that question. I actually was trying to call City Hall in Grand Forks yesterday for a family issue on just a small thing on parking, and every number I call, they got a voicemail. And the one voicemail was this. No kidding. Thank you for calling the street department. Leave a message, but we might not get the message.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Why bother having voicemail?
Yep.
Oh, so anyway, I called the new mayor and said, I'm not trying to be that guy, but I'm just kind of humorous. He said, yeah, only in government would you get, you know, voicemail at every turn. But, yeah, so sometimes... rather than be frustrated about it, maybe you fix it. That's why I'm glad you called, Tom. So we'll get your information to Senator Hovind.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Scott, again, that's the risk of it, you know, having the federal government doing it. And that's why we got to be careful. You know, we got to emphasize state and local control. I mean it, because that's going to be more responsive always. And that's, of course, something I believe in very strongly as a former governor.
Brian is on the road. Brian, go ahead for Senator Hovind.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Brian.
Good. Hey, so the latest job report was 1.1 million jobs lost due to the coronavirus. Do you think that that might have anything to do with the rising dollar amount of the unemployment benefit giving to the coronavirus loss?
Well, that's the challenge. One, we got to help people who are unemployed through no fault of their own because of the COVID and all that. And so we need to help them with unemployment insurance. But at the same time, we don't want to create a disincentive to work. And so what we're trying to work on right now is providing a supplement to the states where they could pick up $300 a week in terms of the federal supplement. And again, it's about trying to provide the right balance so we're helping people, but they're still obviously better off going back to work, not only, you know, for their own good, but for our small businesses that need them to come back to work.
But to his point, yeah, it's really impossible to think that the extra amount of money, the bonus, if you will, on top of the unemployment, wouldn't contribute to a higher unemployment rate, right? I mean, that's
That's correct. That's correct. Yeah, of course. I mean, that there's no question that's had an impact. We've heard that from small businesses. Yes, it does. Yes, which is why we've got to keep working to try to get it as right as we can, where we're helping people but not hurting small businesses.
Yep, and my father works for the Department of Transportation, and he's had a job listed for over 2 months, and it's posted just about everywhere that it could be, and they haven't received any applicants. There's just no willing to work because people are so scared to go out because they might get a virus that there's nothing you can do for.
Yeah, so that's really important. Brian, that's really important, too. So, Brian, that's good you brought that part of it in, too. Like you say, that's part of it, too. And so that's why we got to be addressing that part of it as well.
Texter says, I was a supervisor for the Soil Conservation District in our county in the 90s and early 2000s. Ducks meant more than farmers at that time to those folks. So kudos to the senators for this long overdue effort. Yeah, people appreciate it. They do. We had a lot of feedback from that show yesterday, and people hearing firsthand what was happening there. Senator, thanks for the time. We appreciate you. Talk again soon. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Employee pricing for everyone on most of the 2020 Buick SUV models right now. Pre-owned selection, never been better. I mean, you're good luck finding some quality pre-owned vehicles. I mean, but Schwann's got them. And you can do any kind of a search you want to go on there. They're always hiring as well. And just check out that employee pricing for everyone on most of the 2020 Buick SUVs. You cannot beat that deal. I'm telling you. They got GMC SUV models as well, employee pricing. You pay what they pay. How good is that? More at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, and we're going to talk about back to school and what parents should be doing, preparing kids for heading back to the classroom in just a moment. Dr. Todd Schaefer will join us, Vice President of Clinics from Sanford Health and Bismarck. Don't forget, Todd Mitchell's out at Red Carpet Car Wash. He's at the South location.
What did he say was $2,400 away from the 10K, and then he'll go in the car wash?
Yeah.
Without the car.
No, yeah.
It's Todd minus
just
the car.
Him.
Yeah.
It's a Todd wash.
Right. So stop by either location, Washington and Expressway or the South location, and bpsfoundation.org to make a donation if you can't make it out there today to fill the bus and make sure kids have those school supplies. Texter, does the governor really trust the CDC? They have a motive. Speaking about this vaccination effort earlier, it's a vaccination, it's a pilot project is what it is. And it is a pilot project to say, how quickly can you deliver the vaccine? They don't actually deliver the vaccine. How quickly can you deliver it in expedite? So I see nothing here, nothing to worry about. CDC, you know, I mean, obviously some things you wonder, other things you don't. Again, do your own research. I don't say rely on anybody 100% for anything. You know, find out yourself. But I don't see any ghosts or boogeyman in this vaccination pilot because it's about efficient delivery. It's not the actual delivery. It's about efficient delivery. So I think that is nothing to worry about. Somebody else wanted to know what boat parade I was talking about. I think they're referring to somebody asking if we were going to cover the event with the boat parade, the Trump boat parade. And it is, they want to know where it was at. It's Saturday from noon to 1 on the Missouri. They call it the Trump 2020 Boat Run. You can find a special page for it on Facebook under Trump 2020 Boat Run on the Missouri. Okay, so now you know. All right, let's welcome to the program Dr. Todd Schaefer. Way to go, Shiloh. Way to go, Mandan. They're back to school today. Others joining in the coming days across North Dakota. We're going to talk a little bit about what mom and dad ought to know and be aware of in preparation for kids heading back to the classroom. Dr. Schaefer, thank you for joining us.
Well, I appreciate having you to the show this morning.
You bet. Looking forward to informing folks on what we need to think about. It's been a while since kids have been back, and obviously it'll be a little different. What advice do you have?
Well, you know what we recommend and parents that they can do to prepare for children heading back into the classroom is simply have a conversation with your children. You know, at this point in time, these are very confusing times. As you said, it's been several months since they've been back into the classroom. And with the situation that's out there and some fears that are out there, that can lead to a fair amount of anxiety in students, anywhere from, you know, the K through the 12 level. So when kids are empowered with knowledge and have a bit of an understanding of what's going on, then they feel like they have more of a sense of control over their environment. So with that, that can help relieve their stress.
In your professional opinion, should schools be open in North Dakota? Is this? Are we doing the right thing?
Well, I do feel that it is very important to give kids a sense of normalcy during this confusing time. It is important that the schools continue to work with their local public health units to ensure that they have a very clear plan for the district, because we really don't have any idea once kids get back into school what is going to happen. You know, we do have a surge locally in the Bismarck-Mandan region, but we really don't know what direction for sure that is going to it is going to head. So the important thing is that in addition to going back to schools and schools being open, is that we want to make sure that everybody keeps at the top of their mind that just because COVID is the thing that's out there right now that's at the top of everybody's mind, there are other health needs that need to be addressed as well. Specifically in children, we want to make sure that they get evaluated prior to the school year if they haven't already done that, but also make sure that they're getting their vaccinations. We don't want children to get behind on their vaccinations because we do have many vaccine-preventable conditions that could happen in addition to COVID that are completely preventable with those vaccinations. So they are there for a reason, and we highly recommend that people get the vaccines for these diseases that you don't want to get at the same time as a COVID infection. So especially as we go into, for example, influenza season, a lot of COVID symptoms are very much the same as influenza, and it is going to be very difficult to differentiate between the two once we get into that season.
I only have a half a minute left, but I want parents also to get your advice on what obviously will be a challenging school year. What advice do you have for them?
Well, the biggest thing is to have a plan. So we don't know what's going to happen. So there's a, you know, we're in a hybrid situation, whether it's in person or from home. The biggest thing is just to have a plan. So when children, if it does happen where we then go into the distance education realm again, that you have a plan of who's going to, you know, kind of be with your kids, what are you going to do with work, you have healthy snacks, you have options, you have a non-distracted environment for them to be able to learn in.
Fascinating. Well, thanks for caring. We appreciate what you do and the whole team at Sanford, and good advice for, no doubt, a little bit concerned parents heading back to school here. Good advice. Thank you, Doctor.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Dr. Todd Schaefer, Sanford Health Bismarck, Vice President of Clinics. Out of time for today. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
It's time to relax. With a jug of North Dakota sweet crude liqueur, at the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store. And go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota sweet crude. North Dakota sweet crude, a great way to finish your day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.